Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody,
this is your girl Mina
and Bindi, and we are Chatty Chicks Radio.
Yay! Yes, yes, yes. So, my co-host Bindi, how was your week this week?
It was a busy week, but I am happy that things are finally starting to warm up a little bit
here
in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Things are getting a lot nicer and a lot brighter. Still light outside when you're coming out of work. So.
Yes. That's great.
That's an upper. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And also gearing up to go on a little vacation.
A little vacay. That's right. You're going to Santa Fe.
Yes, and I can't wait.
Oh, exciting. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, a lot of, it's a beautiful place. It's, in the southwest desert area, but I heard it's a really magical place, and I can't wait to see it.
Oh, well, please do take pictures and,
I'll share some
souvenirs back.
Yeah, and I'll try to head over to the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum and share some pictures with you guys on our Facebook.
Yes, on our Chatty Chicks Facebook and our Google Plus.
So,
my week was pretty good. I was happy to see some sunshine and a little warm weather as well. Today is really beautiful. I hope everybody's out there enjoying this beautiful weather today. It was 71 degrees, I think, today.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow's going to be 72. So I'm looking forward to that. But, yes, all in all, this week was a good week,
mm-hmm.
I gotta say. So,
yeah.
Now,
let's give you a little recap. 2 weeks ago, on our last episode, we started to count down the top FemCs, top mainstream FemCs of our generation.
Mm-hmm.
Number five was Lil' Kim,
mm-hmm.
and I got word that some people were upset with the order of this list so far, but hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is, and it's our show. And
You want to make your own list? Feel free. We would love to hear from you.
Exactly. Please give us a call, 347-637-3984.
Yeah, and share who you think should have been in the top five. If you don't necessarily agree with the numbering, let us know that too.
Mm-hmm.
But our five was Lil' Kim.
Yes.
Our number four was
The Brat.
Mm-hmm. Tet. And our number three was Eve.
Yeah.
And today we're going to be finishing out that list, giving you our top two.
Yes.
So, any words, information before we finish our list here
on our last
Any updates?
no updates. But I do want to address something first to all our listeners out there. I know I've been hearing a few things, and Bindi, you as well, where some people are having some problems logging on to our broadcast. So I just kind of wanted to apologize, number one, for that. Two, if you're having trouble, email us, chattychicksradio@gmail.com, and we can actually either give you the link maybe to the site.
Yeah, the direct link. And I'm also going to really try to work on a step-by-step of directions of how to get on and listen when we're on, because I know that a lot of people actually, I just called the show the next day because, I couldn't listen to it live, couldn't figure out how to get on. So I'm going to try to see from our perspective what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just, 1, 2, 3 is so simple for us because, we're able to get into it, into our account and see everything that way, but maybe it's different for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll definitely look into that.
Definitely.
And hopefully get the issue squared away as quickly as possible.
Yes.
But in the meantime, we're going to finish out our list here.
Yes,
we got our list. Yes. We're going to play you our number two.
Mm-hmm.
A of our top five MCs of our generation.
Yo, I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress, don't smoke sex, mess. I must confess my destiny's manifest. Just some vortex and stress, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies before GFS. Capture your bounty like elegant men. Yeah, bless you if you represent the fool, but I hex you. With the witch's rule if you do, you're a voodoo. I can do what you do, easy. Believe me, my niggas give me heat and jeezy. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be needing some more and defecating on your microphone.
So what you just heard was our number two, Lauryn Hill. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the sound is coming in choppy for you guys.
Because we heard a little out.
Yeah, we heard a little, like, rise and fall there, so we're sorry about that. We have no idea where that came from. Mm-hmm. We didn't change the volume when we recorded it, so I don't know what that is.
Sorry. Anyway, but yes, Miss Lauryn Hill.
From New Jersey,
South Jersey, at that. She's a singer, songwriter, rapper, producer, and actress. She's the leading lady of the Fugees,
best known for their epic 1996 album, The Score,
yes,
which included Fuji La, Killing Me Softly, and the song you just heard, which was Ready or Not.
Mm-hmm.
That album was actually ranked one of the 500 greatest music albums of all time by Rolling Stone,
yes,
and as was her solo album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill,
which I have.
Yes, that album included Everything is Everything.
Yes, Doo Wop, That Thing.
Yes,
that's my song.
Favorite.
And X Factor, which I don't know if you ladies out there have played that song after an X. Yes. Over and over. Yeah.
Isn't Lost Ones on there too? Lost Ones is on that album? I think Lost Ones is on there.
Is Lost Ones?
I think it is. That might be the only album, so I'm assuming that it is on there.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but
it also went 8 times platinum,
which is
mega amazing for any artist, but especially
a
female hip hop artist.
Definitely. And she actually won a Grammy Award for that. She won about earned five Grammys for this album, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, which included the Album of the Year Award and Best New Artist Award.
Thank you for saying that she earned those Grammys. She really did.
Yeah.
The album was amazing.
That album was amazing.
And I think
it spoke, you know what, I think it spoke to females, I felt like. The album was about relationships and about love, because you know at the time I think she had sung about her and Wyclef. I think she might have made a song in reference to their relationship as well as the relationship she had with Bob Marley's son, Rohan.
No idea.
Yeah, because the album was. From what I read and researched online, that the album Miseducation, so it was mostly, you know, about love and relationships and things of that nature. But of course, as Lauryn Hill is, she also talked about, you know, social injustice and you know, activist. She's an activist, so you know, so she did get into that as well in the album. But from what I read.
Yeah. There's a certain degree of political to that album, too, which I definitely appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a song about her son on there. I think that's
Zion.
I love that song a lot.
Oh, I love that song. And I like the name Zion.
Yeah, that's a pretty name.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite thing about Lauryn as a MC is just the storytelling quality of her rhymes. It's almost like just having a really down-to-earth, meaningful conversation with someone who's just giving you their view of the world and their perspective on the human condition. And I think, I don't know if you ever noticed, but if you listen to, like, a Lauryn Hill song, you find yourself, like, nodding along, not just to, the beat, but what she's actually saying.
Like relating
She's
saying.
It's really conversational. I think that's my favorite thing about Lauren, just, you know, as an artist, as a lyricist, you know.
Yeah. You know, it's sad. And not really sad, because if she didn't break off from the Fugees, she wouldn't have had a great solo career that she did. But it's sad that they all, you know, they all kind of came up in high school and they started the band Fugees, and they only made two albums, which is, like you said, The Score and Blunted. What's the other name of that album? Blunted on Reality. Mm-hmm. That was the first album.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after those two albums, due to what happened between her and Wyclef, the group decided to go their separate ways.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot, especially with the more creative
and
talented artists, like for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think that's part of the creative genius when you get people, really talented people together, that this explosion just sometimes happens because they're all creative and they're all just visionaries, and sometimes their visions clash, and it's not like, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, there's three alphas in the room. And it's hard, because the reality is, for like, for a group dynamic, you really need your alpha, your beta, and your person who just kind of follows along with things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But when you get too much creative genius together, it sucks, but it's problematic.
It
That's
is.
That's what I think.
You know what? When I was, you know, kind of researching about Lauryn Hill and the Fugees and everything, it kind of actually made me think, like, that was our modern day of Black Eyed Peas.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
yeah, think about it. Because, you know, in Black Eyed Peas, it's Fergie, will.i.am, and then I forgot the guy name, the Asian guy. But it was three of them, you know what I mean? And, you know, they went their separate ways, you know what I mean? So it was kind of like our, you know, modern day
Black Eyed Peas. You would think, like, putting, like, all these wonderful people together would be amazing, and it was. But the longevity is a problem, you know, I think. They wanted, like, no, we should do it this way. No, I want to do it this way, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like that parallel between them and the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
I mean, Black Eyed Peas have also, like, kind of like the Fugees, have also done some amazing work together, but I could see that, you know, that clash.
Definitely. But yes, Miss Lauryn Hill, she's our number two, and
I love her style. I've always loved her style. I mean, I don't know that. I guess she reminds me of a really groomed Erica in a little bit.
Erykah Badu.
Yeah, but like, I guess more, refined.
I don't know.
Maybe
she's
a more refined Erica.
She's like a cross between, this is me, a cross between Erykah Badu and Angela Davis. You know, because she's because she's an activist. She's all about female empowerment. You know what I'm saying? You know, so she does have that, you know, neo-soul vibe like Erykah Badu, but then she got that radical, you know, side of her, which is, I think, maybe that's that Gemini thing, because, you know, she's a Gemini.
at least the women, anyway, they're very just creative geniuses. It's hard to, like, because, you know, they're air signs, so they're up in the air. Like, it's hard to bring them back down, you know what I mean? But, yes, much love for Lauryn Hill.
Yes. We miss you in the game, Lauryn.
Yeah,
she did pave the way. It's sad that, you know, she left the industry because she didn't like what was going on, from what I read. She didn't like what was going on in the industry. And I can understand that, because to be in that industry, and especially be a woman, you have to be strong and you have to have a thick skin. You know, to be in that industry. Forget it. You know, they're going to chew you up and spit you out. And it seems like they tried to do that with her, you know, before she left, you know. She got arrested for, what, tax and
taxes and all this other stuff. And
I just
think it's a lot of pressure,
especially on women. It's
yeah.
like you are a good artist, but you also have to be a saint.
Yeah.
And we don't expect that from our male hip-hop artists.
Mm-mm.
We really don't.
Mm-mm.
But every time, you know, with women, they criticize every little move they make.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just unfair.
Yeah.
But at least we have the music.
Still. Yeah, that's right. Love Lauryn Hill. So, now.
It's time for our our number
one.
Oh, we're so
excited
about this. This is like something like we was like agreed on immediately. I think we decided our number one before we even
did
the rest of the list.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, yeah,
so
you might not agree, but
I think people will agree.
Yeah, I think so too.
So yeah.
Here it is.
So
without further ado,
number one.
Niggas get a hit to check. So now we sit, drink, rock, and make flashing rings today. Putting hardcore deep inside the G-Mac in. Doing my thing, fly, nigga, you a thought they came. Bitch, you grab your set up. Get them niggas for they cheddar. Fuck it, Gucci sweaters and Armani lovers. Blow the rocks like the size of Fort Knox. Four cabins to ice rocks. Pussy banging like the Versace low box.
Okay, let me tell you guys, when we decided on, like I told you, like we decided immediately, we didn't have trouble picking our number one. We had trouble deciding on what to play,
yes,
you guys, like
yes.
the clip,
mm-hmm.
because there was just
so many songs.
Lyrics that we love. Like, no,
yes.
we should play this one.
No,
no, it's gotta be
this one.
Because she is just, to me,
mm-hmm.
lyrically, the best.
Yes,
I don't think anybody was seeing Fox then, and I don't think anybody's seeing her now.
No.
That's just our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
Nobody's seeing Fox. I'm sorry. Love Nicki Minaj and
yes.
everything, and we love
Kim,
her animation and all that, but sorry.
She's not seeing
Fox.
And the thing is, we're both from Queens. So you
yes,
know that
so.
We're very about... I mean, the truth is Queens really is a breeding ground for hip-hop talent. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
But
we have to give props where props is.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj is from our hometown and everything, and we love her.
Mm-hmm.
But Fox
Boogie,
she just is.
From
Brooklyn, as you know.
Yes.
And she's often associated with Jay-Z because of the little past truths and everything.
Goodness.
But she actually had a working creative relationship with Nas, and he, Nas, and AZ were a part of the group
The
Firm for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
which I felt should have continued because it could have been epic,
yeah.
like their career together. I mean, as solo artists, we all know that they're brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
But that also might have been another, like Fuji's thing, it might have been another recipe for disaster when you have these really great
lyricists,
these
mm-hmm.
great, really, what the tradition of New York hip-hop is really all about, like, they really embody that, all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's actually for the best that it didn't,
mm-hmm.
now that I think about it, because, you know, they're all still friends, and
yeah.
they all still support each other,
mm-hmm.
and if they had continued, who knows what kind of strain that would have put on their relationship,
mm-hmm.
to keep topping themselves. It's hard to top yourself when you're that good.
Mm-hmm.
As artists,
mm-hmm.
like individually,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So yeah, maybe.
No, yeah,
maybe
we
ought to be grateful for the fact of that.
But with Foxy, you know how she got discovered was she was at a talent show in Brooklyn in Park Slope, and the producers who I don't know if anybody remember them, Trackmaster. They're really back in our time, in our generation,
mm-hmm.
Polk and Tone. They were at the talent show as well, and they heard her rhyming, and they were very intrigued, and they asked her if she would rap over the I Shot Ya track, which is actually the one that you heard,
yeah.
you know, just now, a few minutes ago, and that's basically kind of where it started taking off from there. She started doing a lot of collaborations. After doing the I Shot Ya remix, she did, you know, the Nutty Professor soundtrack with Ain't No, with Case and Jay-Z, Ain't No. And she did a lot of other collaborations with Toni Braxton, the You Making Me High remix song. And, you know, a host of others. And so, you know, I mean, these.
Yeah, so she was already on the roll.
On the roll.
Before she finally came out with Il Na Na in 1996.
Yes.
Which included Get Me Home and my favorite, I'll Be,
yes,
with
Jay-Z.
I think that was an incredible album. I really do. I don't know. I think I heard that it didn't have as much commercial success as it should have.
Is it the Il Na Na album, right?
Yeah, like in the beginning.
In the beginning, yes. Actually, it was mixed reviews in the beginning, but she had strong sales of the album in the first week.
Mm-hmm.
It sold about 109,000
copies. So what's gold?
It's got to be like 500,000.
Well,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure she surpassed
it. Oh, she did, actually. She actually it went platinum, of course, as you know.
Yeah.
It went platinum. She debuted at number 7 on the Billboard 200 album chart.
Yeah.
She
followed up with China Doll. Which debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200, and she's the second female rapper in music history to do that. Lauren was first.
Yes.
And that went platinum as well. Mm-hmm. And I know you said that you really love that album.
Yeah,
too, right?
I have
China
that. Doll? Yes, because I love my I Can't, with that featured Total. I love that song. But that album actually, at first, it didn't do that well. It didn't even get to like top 50 Billboard pop charts, but at the end of it all, it did become platinum. The China Doll.
Mm-hmm. It should have. I remember stealing it a lot when you were like,
when
you would leave the house or something, and I would just go. That's when you had that big nice radio.
Yeah.
See you later. And play that music. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It was obvious that I was doing that. But, yeah, I felt like it was a really good album, too.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. And she had a lot of collabos on there.
Yes, she did. She had the collab.
And she was proud of it.
Yeah, she was.
She was very proud of the album.
And then she followed up with Broken Silence, which came out in 2001, which had the BK anthem, you know, which was showcasing, you know, her street image and tributing her hometown, Brooklyn, and then, like, the first single from that album was Oh Yeah, which featured her then-boyfriend at the time, the Jamaican dancehall artist, Fraga Ben.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was her boyfriend that was in the video with the dead eye or the whatever.
Sorry.
Oh, Lord. But, he was featured in the video and on the song. And that album sold 130,000 units in the first week, topping the Billboard charts at number 5. And it sold over about 500,000 copies, but it was only certified gold, that album went.
I feel like Fox was definitely underrated. I think there was a lot of overshadowing going on with Kim being her contemporary. It was.
I think, especially
as I got older and I matured, I realized, like, I know they were out at the same time. And then I listened, I was like, I feel that Fox is just a better lyricist and more creative. And I feel that she's the Frankenstein of hip-hop. I say that a lot to people, that Fox is the Frankenstein of hip-hop, because it's like literally somebody went into a hip-hop lab, brought together the best ingredients, like, you know, lyrical creativity and ingenuity, and a little sexy and a little gritty and a little street, but a little, you know, a little stylish, a little everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Foxy really is that complete package.
Definitely. I just wanted to, you know, just give the people a little more facts before we back in 2002. Foxy went through some legal issues with Def Jam. At the time, that was, I think, Lenore Cohen was the president at the time. Him and Puffy actually allegedly was trading her recording masters. And so she was battling with them for that. And also, in with that happening, Cohen, the president of Def Jam at the time, shelved her album that was supposed to come out, Black Roses, which never actually came out at all. She ended up leaving Def Jam, and she came back to Def Jam in 2006 or 2005, when Jay-Z took over as president. And then what happened is Jay-Z dropped her in June of 2006 because she wasn't working on her project the way she should have. He ended up dropping her, and you know, around that time, he had the medical issue with her ears where she lost her hearing in December of 2005, and she wasn't able to hear nothing for almost half the year in 2006, and then she got the surgery done in June of 2006.
Yeah.
So,
I think that
she went through a lot.
Yeah, and
in
I think that we can see with if not all, at least most of the women on our list have struggled as women in the industry.
Yeah.
And I really don't know what's going on in hip-hop right now. So maybe I'm not the best person to comment on this. But the only woman I see that's visible right now in mainstream hip-hop is Nicki Minaj. And, you know, I mean, you still have certain people that are still, like, in the shadows, I guess, like Diamond is around.
Trina's still around.
Eve is still around, but we don't have
that sort
of, like, thing where everybody's on the playground. And everybody might be doing their own thing, but everybody's not getting the exposure that they really need as far as females in hip-hop. And there's not really a lot of sisterhood. I mean, we talked about a couple of weeks ago, you know, Ladies Night, that remix with Kim and Angie Martinez and Left Eye, who's an honorable mention, because she was a dope MC, too. You know, that was great. Stuff like that where women came together and had fun and did these really great, you know, creative, all this creative work together. I don't see that exists.
It doesn't.
It doesn't?
No.
Yeah,
I don't see it either.
Because, you know, I'm not that close to hip-hop the way I was back then, but I can definitely feel that absence. And I'm sad for it. I'm sad for you guys because, I mean, I'm meaning the generation after us, because you don't have that diversity that we were able to appreciate. You probably have to go to a lot of underground resources to get that, where we didn't have to.
No.
We just didn't because there were so many different female hip-hop artists. And the female hip-hop artists from the previous generation sort of ushered that in, MC Light, Queen Latifah. So we were lucky.
Yeah, we were lucky.
And we hope that, I think we agree that, we hope that you guys, that does happen for you, that you are able to have more women woven into the fabric of hip-hop tapestry today.
But right now, looking a little billy.
Yeah, it doesn't look like.
Doesn't look good.
But anyway, I want us to continue that discussion.
Definitely. We will definitely do that on a later date, and I hope you guys enjoyed the broadcast today, enjoyed our top five femcees. If you have questions, concerns, you know what to do.
ChattyChicksRadio@gmail.com, Facebook.com/ChattyChicksRadio, and Twitter.com/ChattyChicksRadio.
And Google+ChattyChicks.
Next week.
We'll be talking
about ladies. Cheating ass men.
No, we're not really trying to laugh at
that.
It's not
male bashing or anything.
But we're
going to
be talking
about that. We're
going to be cheating men, the reason why they cheat,
and
how it affects
women.
Women.
So we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Yes, enjoy.
Enjoy this beautiful sun.
All right. Bye-bye.